Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, a Democrat, said today that he will not meet with Judge Amy Coney Barrett, the president's pick for the Supreme Court.
Looking ahead, tonight's the debate between the president and Joe Biden. As the New York Times continues to detail how President Trump paid some taxes, Social Security, Medicare, but avoided millions in federal income taxes. So what's the Republican strategy? Mark Lauder is Director of Strategic Communications for the Trump campaign. Mark, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Well, and as you know, many good Americans voted for Donald Trump in 2016 because they believed in his story that he was a hugely successful billionaire. And we see in the tax return reporting, he was actually a business failure who barely paid taxes because of his reported losses and is now swimming in debt, some to foreign countries, perhaps a security risk. Now, Joe Biden is likely to point out that any economic growth during the Trump years started in the Obama years. That trajectory is pretty clear. So what else does Donald Trump say to those voters tonight who feel they're not looking at the man they voted for? They're looking at, and this is the word that is coming up, they're looking at a fraud.
Well, I think that's just sheer nonsense. We have seen such economic gains under this president. There was just a Census Bureau report that showed American household income was at the highest level ever recorded in 2019.
But respond to the way he presented himself and this report about his taxes. He didn't pay any taxes for over a decade, and when he did, it was $750.
That's just simply not true. The president has paid millions of dollars in taxes over the years. You can just look around the world to see the success that he has built through his corporation.
The only way that Donald Trump can convince people who've seen the reporting on his tax returns on federal income taxes is if he shows his tax returns. Will he do that tonight?
You know, I'll just tell you, the president each and every year files a very detailed financial disclosure report. Meanwhile, the mainstream media ignores the fact that Joe Biden used the tax code to avoid paying $500,000 in taxes. He's also got very questionable financial dealings through his son getting a $3.5 million wire transfer from the wife of the mayor of Moscow.
Let's go there, Mark. You mentioned Joe Biden. We see his tax returns because he turned them in. And you mentioned Hunter Biden. And that gives me the indication that President Trump will bring up the fact that Hunter Biden had a seat on a board in Ukraine, very controversial, while his father, then Vice President Joe Biden, was charged with fighting corruption in Ukraine. But as you know, a Republican investigation just concluded that while that was awkward, there was no evidence that that made Joe Biden do anything but what he was supposed to do, which was fight corruption in Ukraine. There was no evidence of that. And if President Trump raises Hunter Biden tonight, doesn't Joe Biden then be allowed to come back with Ivanka Trump? Because, again, some of these findings show that she may have been paid a huge consulting fee while she was on the payroll of her father, something that is illegal, and that all the Trump children are involved in businesses that are benefiting from him being president.
The president has been very forthcoming with his finances. He reports it each and every year. People can look at that. They can also see that this is a president who is actually fighting for American jobs. Well, Joe Biden was the one who actually voted for NAFTA, which shipped our jobs overseas.
Let's take up the coronavirus. He played it down publicly while we now know he was telling Bob Woodward he knew how extremely serious COVID-19 was. He downplays life-saving masks. And we're also hearing today from Olivia Troy, a conservative Christian who was a top aide to Mike Pence, who quit because of what she calls pressure from Trump to distort facts about COVID-19, including, most recently, distort the data on kids and whether or not they can get sick so that Trump could say he got them back to school.
Well, first off, I would disagree with all of those comments. And this person from the vice president's office was a backbench, basically administrative functionary.
Olivia Troy was the top security aide to Mike Pence.
She was a low-level staffer, and the people who were actually in the meetings, which she supposedly says, don't ever remember her actually being there or hearing those same conversations. But it is absolutely the president's responsibility to make sure that our country remained calm. And while he was talking about keeping calm, he was mobilizing the largest private sector effort since World War II to manufacture protective gear, masks, ventilators.
Go to the present time. Just last week, the president said COVID-19 affects virtually nobody. There are over 200,000 families in the United States thinking that their loved ones is not a nobody. We've had more deaths in this country than any other. Is that a success?
We absolutely mourn everyone who has been lost because of it. but we are also making sure that we have got to keep the American economy moving, because all of the evidence shows that with the exception of those senior citizens, those who have high risk rates, they need to do everything they can to protect themselves. The rest of us got to get back out and experience life. 99.9% of America that gets this virus actually recovers from it.
Well, actually, the evidence shows that people can be very deadly and contagious even if they don't have symptoms, and they can be any age. You open the paper today, there's an obituary for a 29-year-old. So that's not true. Well, we also hear from President Trump how he plans on paying for pre-existing conditions when he wants to abolish the Affordable Care Act, and he has the Supreme Court nominee there to do it.
The president has already taken action to make sure that pre-existing conditions are covered.
Exactly. How?
Through his executive order, and also to make sure that Americans have more access to private health care, expanding it through association plans. I know Joe Biden wants socialized medicine. He wants us all on government.
No, he doesn't.
Healthcare. But we'll have that debate, and the American people are going to see it for what it is tonight.
Mark Lauder, Director of Strategic Communications for the Trump campaign. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, quick follow. Joe Biden is not in favor of Medicare for all. He wants to expand and fix the Affordable Care Act. And that GOP Senate report did accuse a firm with links to Hunter Biden with receiving a payment from the Russian mayor's wife. But Biden's lawyer says he had no financial relationship with her.